GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. It's our WVOM telephone poll, P-O-L-L. We want you to call in and answer a question for us, or you can text it to us. If you're driving around right now, and do this carefully, okay? We don't want anyone wrapped around a telephone pole, P-O-L-E, okay? What do you see up on the marquee? What do you see as the price of regular unleaded at the gas station? And I asked this because, and I pointed out to a friend, we had to drive to Ellsworth yesterday. And we were, again, kind of interested in this. AAA most recently surveyed, George, we talked about this yesterday off microphone. I asked you if you would, if you'd take a gander and see what the price of regular unleaded was. Did you get a chance to note that? Or?
Well, it's changing every day.
When you drove yesterday, what did you see
I
as the price?
$228, $229, something like
you
that.
You saw $228, $229.
Yeah. But okay. It changes every day.
All right. Where I was last night, it was $222. Day before, yesterday, in the morning, I saw $219. Okay.
And I know
which sometimes it's in a particular area. But what interested me was, and also Paul, when I was going to Ellsworth yesterday with a coworker, Paul, downtown, I said to him, AAA surveyed the average price of gasoline in Maine at $2.44 per gallon.
Correct.
So if it's $2.44 on average, and right now where we are, and granted where we are is not where all of our listeners are. We're in Lewiston, Auburn. We're in Bath, Brunswick. We're in Augusta, Gardner. We're in the Millinockets, as well as Bangor, Brewer, down east and on the coast of Maine right now. Somewhere, it's got to be somewhere about $2.60 or so in order for the average to be $2.44.
Well, the national average is $2.42.
Yep. But we're talking Maine right now. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What do you see up on the marquee? What's the price of gasoline where you are, and where are you?
I am in Bangor, but I travel the entire state.
Yeah.
I see $2.19 to $2.28 in the Bangor to Ellsworth area, $2.51 in Holton the other day.
Okay, that's what I figured. We went to Ellsworth yesterday, and we saw it flirting $2.28, $2.32, and I was amazed to see the $2.19 sub $2.20 in Greater Bangor.
In a few spots, so not every place. Irving, I noticed, was a $2.17. $2.19 at one of the other Irvings, but it doesn't take long to get to very close to $2.30 some other place.
Okay, here's a text message, and it is. The Tom T's by Tractor Supply on Broadway in Bangor was $2.19 day before yesterday. Yesterday, this listener writes to us that they paid $2.22 at that same location. Caller, hi, GHRT. Where are you, and what are you seeing for the price of regular unleaded?
Okay, I'm in Bangor, but you also got to remember, in the greater Bangor area, we're close to where the trucks pick up their fuel, so the price is lower because of the transportation issue.
Yep.
That's why we're seeing the lower prices in Bangor. Go to Bucksport, it's probably even less.
Yeah, Bucksport yesterday, I saw some posting on Facebook where people were lower than Bangor.
I love the way he said Bangor. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It was kind of makes me. Newport is always cheaper. Aroostook County, always more. Yeah, we know that. Dave in Eastport writes to us that he traveled through Pembroke the other day, where it's $2.49. Okay. You got an Irving there? And you're awfully, you're in Pembroke, you're closer to the border. One would think that if it's just coming across the, I don't know. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Where are you, and what are you seeing for the price of regular unleaded?
Old Town, $2.24 a gallon. It's because of the SARS. China's closing their factories and canceled all their oil orders. That's why the oil is going down under $50 a barrel a couple of days ago.
Huh. This person writes to us, they're spying $2.33 a gallon in Pittsfield, $2.42 in Damariscotta. This person says it's $2.31 a gallon, regular unleaded, in Oxford. And this person says they're spying $2.34 a gallon in Orington.
Well, the Bangor ranges from $2.17 yesterday, from $2.17 on the Ogden Road, right near us, to $2.34 on the Hogan Road. I mean, just in that short distance, you went from 217 to 234.
Mm-hmm. Corinth Irving was 239 yesterday. Someone topped off for 239. Interesting text message for us here. Under Maine state law, gas stations are allowed to change the price of their gasoline multiple times per day. I can't remember if it's three times a day or five times a day, but they're allowed to change their price multiple times per day. That makes sense. They're paying $2.49 a gallon in Howland. Oh, Dave in Eastport points out to us, no fuel comes from Canada. It comes from Searsport. And I'm on my way to pick up a load right now, he writes to us. 1-800-966-1039. Dave, thanks for that. God bless truckers. Without them, we'd be naked, hungry, and without gas. Caller, hi. Where are you and what do you spy for the price of regular unleaded?
Well, in Augusta, there's an Irving, but they have two prices, those crooks. You got to have a Mickey Mouse card to get the 229, mm-hmm. but it's normal. It's 236 for everybody else.
You think they're ripping you off? Are they?
That card thing is illegal. They're just sucking the money from them.
That's not illegal. Oh my!
This whole thing stinks to heaven.
1-800-966-1039
Put that up in the button bar.
One of the things that people are not taking into consideration, the gasoline that you're buying on the pumps. For, I got to read it just like it's written, okay? And I think it's one of these voice-to-text issues. One of the things that people are not taking into consideration, the gasoline that you're buying on the pumps, the wire for that was purchased over a year ago. And why is that every time that the price of oil changes on the market, the pump prices change that day? Well, apparently they can change because they can.
And they have to order and refill that tank and at a higher or lower price. And it, state to state is so crazy. You can buy gas at $2.05 a gallon in Texas, but that kind of makes sense to me, really.
Right.
And
well, what is it in Alaska?
I can tell you, it's $2.95 a gallon.
Now, you would think if Exxon's drilling up there and paying everybody, caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. It's our WVOM telephone poll. What are you seeing for the price of regular unleaded in your town or where you are right now?
The mid-20s.
Mid-20s.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am curious about something.
What's that?
I've noticed that a couple of stations are selling non-ethanol gas.
Yep. You're going to want to put that in your snowblower, your weed whacker, and your leaf blower, and maybe in your boat this summer. But it's not going to do you a lick of good necessarily in your internal combustion motor vehicle. Caller, hi, GHRT. Got to get back to these text messages in a moment. What do you see for regular unleaded where you are?
I'm in Rockwood, Maine, and it's $3.10 a gallon at the pump.
Rockwood? $3.10?
Yeah.
It's always high there.
How are you managing to make ends meet?
Got to work more.
Yes. You know what they did to the price?
Jack, right? Yeah.
Caller, hello. The George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Clearing the PDQ door telephone line. Hey, this person, thanks for sending us the snapshot of the Newport Irving where it's 212 and 9/10.
Yeah.
That's for the Irving debit pay. And it's 218 and 9/10 for regular. And that goes back to that previous caller who says that they're doing something illegal with the cards.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Caller, hello. The George Hill Rick Tyler Show. What are you paying for regular unleaded? What do you see up on the marquee?
Same thing, mid-220s. You know, to that text, the reason why gas goes up the same day is because they're looking at an overall average profit. So even though they bought the gas a year ago, you know, they're factoring where they think it's going to be and where it was, et cetera, and they're trying to make an overall specific percentage. That's just how it works. Everything's like that.
Over at the Dova Gulf, they write to us that it's $2.33 when you pay in cash. This person says, I use the non-ethanol in my older truck. Is that working for you? Hoping so. Medway Circle K, $2.49. Check that, $2.43 and 9/10. And this person writes, any way we slice it, we're better off now than under Obama when it was more than $5 a gallon. Curtis down in Washington County says, in Calais, it's $2.45 per gallon. Caller, hi, GHRT. National, the statewide average, according to AAA, is $2.44, but some people are seeing something as low as $2.19. What are you seeing for regular unleaded where you live?
$2.33, but I've noticed when I go to Arista County, like I live in Pittsfield, And there's three major gas stations, and they have three different prices. But when you go to Arista County, they're all the same price. And it stinks to high heaven.
It stinks to high...
This whole thing stinks to heaven.
We got a lot of stinks going on here.
Caller high, GHRT. What's the price of regular unleaded where you're motoring right now?
Well, this might be a topic for some other time, but why is diesel so much more expensive than gasoline?
Every trucker right now listening to you is asking the same question. How come diesel's so much proportionately higher or relatively higher? Caller, hi, GHRT. Okay. What's the price of regular unleaded where you're motoring?
I just filled it up, Rick.
$2.29.
In Eddington.
In Eddington. Okay, which is, again, beautiful this time of year. I wonder if she was at that Tradewinds where they got the Duncan. You can get a 2 and 2.
Yeah, I know.
And top off the tank if you'd like.
You must have been there yesterday. You went right by it. Didn't you go to Ellsworth yesterday?
Yeah, but I didn't go through Eddington. Eddington's Route 9. It would take me down to Bering and Callis. Oh, that's a long, right. That's the long way to get to Ellsworth, I suppose. Yeah. No. In Rockland, it's $2.59 a gallon, this person writes to it. I would think that Rockland would be a little less, but I suppose you're off the super slab. There's no convenient way. You can't take Interstate 95. So I guess I can understand. Oh, some people are writing in and why they say or why they think that diesel costs more. Commenting on the diesel, why it is that home heating oil and diesel are basically the same thing, yet there's all kinds of highway taxes on diesel, and you can get home heating oil costing more than diesel. You know, I love Bill Diamond and everything, but this whole no hands while you're driving, okay? So everyone's doing voice to text. It's tough to understand.
It's not better than...
I know.
I can't argue that.
Toby's in South China, they're pumping for $2.39 a gallon. Jonesport by the Sea is $2.50 per gallon. Seems it's just such a... I just don't recall such a spectrum. Spectrum's a bad word these days. Unless you can get your rebate, your discount, by calling customer service. But there seems to be a wide swath of prices.
It's $2.21 in Union. It's $2.21 in Bucksport.
It's $2.21 in Union, but it's what was it in Rockland? It's $2.21 in Union, and it's $2.59 in Rockland.
There's no sense. It's $2.13 in Auburn. If you go to the Walmart, you're 5 cents a gallon, don't you? If you go to a Walmart, there's something.
Or go to BJ's.
Yeah, BJ's in Auburn is $2.13.
Mm-hmm. Mike, the trucker, writes to us. Hey, Mike, I'm about to dump 30 gallons in my work vehicle. At a price of $2.48 a gallon in Lewiston, I'm glad I'm not paying the tab. Actually, I do not know if Mike is actually a trucker. This person says $2.49 in Stockton Springs and $2.49 in Searsport. I got to zoom in to see the price on that one. They sent us a photo of, but I don't see where it is. Thanks for sending us the image.
Go up and is it all the same in Arista County? I said right.
I can't imagine. You get to. You get to Caribou, I can imagine they're asking for a pretty penny. Caller, what do you see on the marquee?
$2.51.9 in Gardner, Maine, and the price of diesel is more than gas because gas is the front end of the dinosaur and diesel is the back end of the dinosaur.
By the way, Caribou, every station in Caribou is charging the same price.
And what is that price?
$2.46.
In case anyone asks and you're willing to answer honestly, you're listening to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. And
this whole thing stinks to heaven.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.